I was going to say Brooke Benton. No, it's Brent Wood. Give me the little sign. It's 8 o'clock, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. And if you're tired of the human race and you want to get away from people, how about this? A woman in Spain spent 500 days alone in a cave with no human contact and says she loved it. It was an experiment to study our internal clock and how we react to extreme isolation. Well, if you don't like people, I guess that's something to consider. It's 8 o'clock on the nose right now.
Local news and
this is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Michael Wallace. Tornado watches are up again today in the South after some destructive twisters spun their way across southeast Texas yesterday. CBS's Katie Weiss is in hard-hit El Campo.
For residents of this southwest Houston neighborhood, minutes of chaos around them as parts of their homes were shredded to pieces. Reports of tornadoes across the Houston area came fast and furious, as did the evidence of the destruction they left behind.
Elsewhere in the Lone Star State.
In Dallas, storms brought flash floods, clogging roads as parts of East Texas saw up to 3 inches of rain. The severe weather prompting Texas's governor to activate statewide emergency response resources, including the deployment of swift water rescue and urban search teams.
Out west, a powerful atmospheric river hammered California, Oregon, and Washington. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the incoming border czar, Tom Homan, plans to revive a controversial immigration policy.
Homan told the Washington Post immigration authorities will once again put families with children in detention centers when Donald Trump returns to office. That's a policy that was halted by the Biden administration in 2021, and that they begin building new holding facilities for immigrant families to kickstart that controversial process.
A U.S. official tells CBS News there are preliminary indications a Russian anti-aircraft system may have shot down an airliner in Kazakhstan, killing 38 on board. CBS's Cammy McCormick has more.
It still isn't clear what caused the plane to crash, but Azerbaijan Airlines says it's suspending flights to 7 Russian cities. The plane crashed during a flight to Grozny in Russia's Chechnya. It had diverted, possibly due to bad weather, and there is some speculation that is when it may have been fired on. It crashed while trying to land in Kazakhstan. After initially saying a bird strike was to blame, Russia has since refused to comment.
South Korean lawmakers have impeached the acting president who had taken over for the impeached president. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
192 lawmakers from South Korea's 300-seat National Assembly voted to impeach acting president Han Duck-soo, including for allegedly abetting now-suspended President Yoon Sung-yeol's martial law order earlier this month. So now, Finance Minister Choi Sang-mok steps in as acting president.
Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $1.15 billion. This man in California is buying tickets.
And I came here to see there's still a lucky one liquor store. We come into Bluebird all the time. That was just a big one.
How big is this one?
Now I think over $1 billion. And I confirm with, I don't care if I have to split that money. I will take it.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Funeral arrangements have been made for the man that likely saved the Brewers. A January 6th funeral is planned in Colorado for George Petak, the former state senator known for casting a crucial vote to keep the Brewers in Wisconsin. His decision to support the ballpark funding cost him a Senate seat in a recall election. A 39-year-old man from Wales, Wisconsin, faces a $750,000 cash bond for a fatal Christmas Eve hit-and-run crash that killed a Chicago tow truck driver. Christopher Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after striking Hussein Farhad on I-94. The city of Racine has announced details about its annual Christmas tree collection program. It'll run from January 6th through January 17th. People are being told to put the bare trees at the curbside on their regular waste collection days. City of Racine residents can also get rid of trees at the Pearl Street facility. And a holiday concert tomorrow in Racine has been canceled. The music event, originally scheduled at the Siena Center Chapel, will not proceed as planned. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
lose to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks looked like they were on their way to another home victory until the Nets took command late in the fourth quarter to win 111-105. A disappointed Bobby Portis, who scored 18, sat at his locker after the loss.
And we could have won that game tonight. We were up. We had momentum. They jumped on us in the fourth quarter, got momentum, and then we didn't recover. It sucks, but we'll be back Saturday. We're going to get a win.
The Bucks travel to Chicago to play the Bulls tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers getting ready for their rematch against the Minnesota Vikings Sunday at U.S. Bank Stadium. Green Bay lost at home to the Vikings week 4, 31-29. The Vikings led 28-7 at the half.
Yeah, I think overall, I think it wasn't our best game. Obviously, I think just too many turnovers, and I think we just got in the hole early.
We just got off to a slow start, put ourselves in the hole, and you know, I like the way we finished. We did some good things in the second half, but just not good enough in the first half.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
We're very trusting of elevators. We're like, what is this, a casket on a string? Let's hop on. I don't know how it works, but if it shakes, we'll giggle. We giggle because we realize no one's driving the elevator. We're like, we're all gonna die. So we press one of these buttons or climb through the trap door in the ceiling that leads to every Bruce Willis movie. What do we do? We also giggle because there's no talking on an elevator, right? You get on an empty elevator, you and a friend, and you're like, I'll tell you later. It's like a den of awkwardness. You just stand there like, are we supposed to kiss? What are we doing? It's very strange. Not as awkward as a stairwell. You ever been in an abandoned stairwell by yourself? You encounter strangers coming the other way. There's always that moment where you meet eyes. You're like, if you don't rape me, I won't rape you. What are you doing in this? What am I doing in this? Are we in an episode of Law and Order?
Before, my superpower was that I can remember every movie I've ever seen and what theater I've seen it in. I saw A Hard Day's Night. My dad took us opening weekend to the Massapequa Drive-In to go see it. I can even tell you what the second picture was. Six black horses with Audie Murphy. So, I don't know why I've got this superpower, but I do have it. You know, it's hard to believe someone actually fell for this. The parody site rentahitman.com caught another idiot. A 21-year-old guy in Tennessee asked if they were hiring and submitted his resume. He got arrested because he agreed to kill someone after accepting $5,000 from an undercover FBI agent.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Your future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be mine. So if I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet.
Neil Sedaka, happy birthday, sweet 16. Last time I saw Neil Sedaka, he was on King of Queens, the TV sitcom King of Queens. He had a cameo on there. Arthur, played by Jerry Stiller, said he was an old pen pal, an old friend. And the last scene is you have Neil Sedaka backstage at a concert reading a letter from Arthur, Jerry Stiller, on the show. So that was a nice cameo from Neil Sedaka on King of Queens. It's 8:16, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Time for Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Actor-director Justin Baldoni sounds like a heck of a guy. If you think a heck of a guy does everything he can to smear an actress, Blake Lively. Lively is accusing Baldoni of a smear campaign and of sexual harassment on the set of the movie It Ends With Us. Hollywood seems to be siding with the actress. Baldoni's agency, William Morris Endeavor, just dropped him, saying they thought he had no chance in the lawsuit. Are you sick of Christmas music? Still recovering from hearing the same old songs year after year, yet again this year? Spotify listed its top 10 most streamed Christmas songs of all time. Probably not a big surprise that Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas was number one, followed by Wham's Last Christmas. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee was in fourth place. Jingle Bell Rock took sixth. It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year by Andy Williams came in eighth place. Feliz Navidad barely made it in at number 10. Dogs Barking Jingle Bells, or any dogs for that matter, were not represented in the top 10 list. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The holidays are here, and Ferraro's has the comfort food to keep you warm and cozy. This season of giving, get more for your money. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will throw in a bonus $20 gift card. Don't forget to check out Ferraro's delicious frozen pizzas. Perfect for carryout, your next fundraiser, or your festive holiday gathering. Serving up the flavor Racine craves this holiday season. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just the one more.
Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs and stay. I think Maurice Williams, didn't he just die this past year? Yeah, I think he was one of the casualties of 2024, Maurice Williams. It's been around a long time. 821, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. People are calling out all sorts of things that used to be good, but went downhill as soon as he became popular. There's a long list here, but I just found one on here that's kind of cute. Facebook. One person said it literally went downhill the minute our parents started using it. That is true. Here's R.B. Graves. Take a letter, Maria.
Last night, as I got home, about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. To my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand. But she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Go take a letter.
My baby loves love.
group is White Plains. You just heard they're My Baby Loves Lovin'. But the front man you hear it singing is a guy named Tony Burrows. And that's what he did. He just fronted a lot of these groups in the studio, but he wasn't really a member of them. And he also did the singing, the front man work on Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. The Pipkins, Give Me That Ding, that's also him. And United We Stand, The Brotherhood of Man, and a whole bunch of other groups. But when they were in the studio, he was the guy they used, even though he was not a member of these groups. And a lot of times the groups didn't exist. Well, who would you say is the most stressful person in your life? Number one answer, your spouse or partner. No, I don't think so. Number two, your boss. Absolutely not. Your parents, a close third. Let's see, your kids at fourth place. Another family member, fifth. A coworker, a friend, an ex, your in-laws, and a neighbor. Who stresses me out the most? I don't think anybody around me stresses me. I think situations stress me out. I don't think anybody's responsible for that because the people around me I love, especially my boss, especially that person. It's 828. Let me get 829 now. WRJN. Let's check news in the morning, see what's going on. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's a $750,000 cash bond for the alleged driver in the Christmas Eve fatal hit-and-run in Waukesha County. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz from Wales has been charged with hit-and-run resulting in death after allegedly striking and killing Chicago tow truck driver Hussein Farhad on Christmas Eve. Sponholz turned himself in on Christmas Day. He's accused of fleeing the scene after hitting Farhad on I-94 while the victim was loading a disabled vehicle. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for February. And foggy weather has caused some travel issues. Last night, the interstate had a slowdown near Highway K in Racine County after a semi collided with a car. No injuries were reported. Law enforcement says to slow down. Temps will warm up and there's rain. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A holiday concert in Racine set for tomorrow has been canceled. An illness is causing the Gudikins Flute Choir and Flutissimo of Racine to halt the event at the Siena Center Chapel. And on the third day of Christmas, the city of Racine put out a tree collection notice. City officials say the annual Christmas tree collection program will run from January 6th through January 17th. During that time, people are told to place bare trees at their curbside on their regular waste collection day, with all decorations and lights removed. City of Racine residents can also get rid of their trees free of charge at the Pearl Street facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today with rain likely this afternoon. Our high today right around 44. More rain tonight, up to a quarter inch possible with a low of 42. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few off and on showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Also, when I was a child, my mom told me if I went on a roller coaster, my head would snap off. What the heck kind of parenting skills are those? I didn't go on a roller coaster till last summer. I wore 7 turtlenecks and a tie. I wish I had my helmet.
Slide.
was this is a pure coincidence. It really is. I was just telling you before the break, we played Love Grows, My Rosemary Goes, and Tony Burrows was the front man in that group. Same guy in Edison Lighthouse. And it was a coincidence. I didn't know Edison Lighthouse was coming up. But, yeah, same guy, Tony Burrows. He didn't front the next song, though. This is totally the Beach Boys. 1-800-951-8839. Local news and time of the sits at WRJN. Rain today, highs 44. Rain tonight, lows 43. Cloudy tomorrow with a high near 47. And a chance of rain on Sunday with a high near 43. I'm not complaining, but we are in winter, and we have the mid-40s throughout the weekend. It's cloudy and 44 degrees right now at Radio Park. A poll asked people if they ever intentionally hit the button to close an elevator's doors because they wanted to leave without another person. 31%, one-third, said, yep, they've done it. Here's what my brother did once. He must have been late teens, early 20s. I want to think he didn't do this as a mature adult. But in his early 20s, you know how people, when they get into an elevator, they always turn and face the door? Okay. My brother gets into the elevator. There's an elevator full of people in there. He gets in and faces the people with his back toward the door, and he puts on a big grin on his face and just looks at people back and forth. And two reasons they're terrified. First, this nut is smiling at them. The second reason is he's between them and the door. They got to get past him to get out. You know, I know my brother. He's such a quiet guy. He's a doctor. I can't believe that he actually did something like that, but he did. I want to think that's before he became a doctor, though. I'm pretty sure it was. It's 840, local news and timeless hits. One of my faves from the 60s, Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Count me in.
If you need someone to count on.
Since you left me.
got Smokey with the Miracles, Tracks of My Tears, 845, local news and timeless hits here at WRJM. So what's the Mega Millions? One of those jackpots, lottery jackpots, up to like $1 point something billion this weekend? Is something like that? All right. This guy in Thailand claims he uses ChatGPT to generate numbers that help them win the lottery. So far, he's used it several times, and he's up to a little less than $60 in winnings. But, you know, I guess it's a beginning, right? yeah, I think we got $1 billion. You know, it's almost worth spending $2 to get a ticket to win $1 billion. I mean, you'd spend more than that if you go to a casino. You'd drop about $50 in a slot machine just to win $55, right? Here's Dionne Warwick and the Spinners.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Spinners, then came you. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 8:50 on a Friday. It's time to talk to Mike Clemens, get our sports fix for the upcoming weekend. And good morning, Mike.
Hi, Don.
Before we even start, I have this story that came across, and I held it for you. Researchers at Dartmouth College say climate change is responsible for 50 more home runs per major league season, because warmer air is less dense, which allows the ball to travel further. Hooey, or is that something to it, do you think?
What happens if you play in a dome?
first?
I don't know. I'm not a graduate of Dartmouth University, so I don't know.
No, I think that makes sense because I think that, you know, some of the ball players talk about the difference when they're playing out in Denver, right? Mile high, you know, thinner air in the ball.
Oh, really?
Further. Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I think that's that could be a thing.
So it's not a bunch of hooey?
No.
Okay.
Certainly.
I thought I'd go to
you. Know, you're always wondering more about, you know, what's actually inside the baseball bat or the baseball itself or, you know, the pitcher's, you know, cap or his hands and, you know, what kind of gunk is he putting on the ball. You know, always worry about that.
You know, I grew up on Long Island, and when I was growing up, there was the ABA. Remember the American Basketball Association?
Yes.
And the Long Island Nets were the team. They played with those red, white, and blue basketballs. And then they went into the NBA and became the New York Nets. And I still can't get used to calling them the Brooklyn Nets. I know they played the Barclays Center. I still can't get used to it. They'll always be the New York Nets or the Long Island Nets from the ABA. But they beat the Bucks, right?
Yeah, you know, the Bucks know their name now because they lost them again. I mean, this is a Brooklyn Nets team, a Brooklyn Nets team. It's 2-18 and beat the Bucks last night at home. So Milwaukee's now 16-13. The final was 111-105. And the Nets, they just put a lot of pressure on the Bucks, and it sort of screwed them up. The Bucks were not playing with Giannis or Damian Lillard, their two top scorers, again last night for a third game. And we found out just before the game, I mean, Giannis has had some back spasm troubles, but the official reason was both of those guys have a non-COVID illness, which is kind of a flu bug that's been going on. Some guys calling it the Vegas flu since they were out there during that NBA Cup tournament. Chris Middleton had it for a while. I know a guy from the Packers, an official, not a player, fortunately, that had some kind of a flu bug when they came back from a road game. So that's what's going on. But, yeah, the Nets, good pressure. Brook Lopez, the Bucks center, got off to a hot start, man. He had, like, three-pointers from 25, 30 feet out last night. So they kept feeding him the ball. He had 18 points in the first half. They shut him down in the second. He only had two. And then in the last 3 minutes, the Nets got hot and pulled out the win last night. So now the Bucks are going to go to Chicago tomorrow night and play the Chicago Bulls. I think that one gets started at 7 o'clock at the United Center.
Here's something we don't talk much about. Men's college hockey, the Badger hockey team.
Yeah, speaking of Pfizer form, it's going to be hockey this weekend. They're going to put in the ice, and it's what they call the holiday face-off at Pfizer form in Milwaukee. And so the Badgers men's hockey team is coming to Milwaukee. They're going to play Ferris State face-off at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. The Badgers looking for a win. They had a little bit of a break there. They're 7-10-1 for the season. Their new coach, Mike Hastings, took over about a year ago. If they win that one, then they face either UConn or Alaska on Sunday. And while we're talking about the Badgers lost a couple more players on their football team to this transfer portal thing. Their running back, Tawhee Walker, he ended up being their best running back this year. 800 yards rushing, 10 touchdowns. And on Christmas Eve, you know, it's announced that he's going to enter the transfer portal. Will Pauling, who was probably their most reliable receiver, he entered the portal last week and now has accepted an offer with Notre Dame. And there's a coach for the Miami Hurricanes men's basketball team, Jim Larranega, 75 years old, 50 years of college coaching. And he announced that he's stepping down. He'd gotten them to the Final Four a couple of years ago, but they're struggling right now. So one of his assistants is going to take over as interim head coach. And so the reporters followed up and said, you know, coach, you know, what are some of the reasons you decided to step down now? And he said, you know, I'm sitting in my office, and there's an agent for one of these players that we're trying to get that we've been recruiting who said, we can start talking for $1.1 million. He goes, well, where am I going to get this money? I got, you know, $1.1 million, he said, to play college basketball. And he says he called around to other coaches like, oh, how are we supposed to do this? I mean, they're going to need general managers. They're going to need fundraisers. And it's going to be just kind of like baseball. Who's got the most money gets the best players, gets the best team. It's rather bizarre.
I remember when we ran Badger hockey here at WRJN years ago, I remember the Final Four called the Frozen Four. I thought that was a good name. Okay, now the Packers have a game coming up this Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
However,
flex up to 3:25 kickoff.
Yeah, let's do this though. Let's talk about the game from Monday Night Football where they beat the Saints. Didn't beat them, slaughtered the Saints.
Yeah.
34-0.
34-0. You know, Saints did bring a good pass pressure as promised, but they had a rookie quarterback in there. Rattler, Spencer Rattler. I'll tell you what the Packers showed, though. They have shifted from a passing offense to a run game with Josh Jacobs, the free agent they picked up from the Raiders. And after the game, we were talking to Xavier McKinney, the safety that they brought in from the Giants. And then Josh came over to join in on the conversation. I mean, the locker room was empty. These guys talked to us for 20 minutes after the locker room emptied out, these two newcomers to the team. And we said, you know what? When did you guys decide to come here? And they went into detail of this now kind of famous dinner where they brought these two guys in, took them to the Kohler Lodge, which is across the street from Lambeau, and LaFleur was there, and Jeff Hafley, their new defensive coordinator, and some of the other staff. And they also invited Keyshawn Nixon, who's a guy who also came from the Raiders and then joined the Packers. And after that meeting, Keyshawn was in the car with these guys for like 20 minutes with the engine running, just saying, hey, it's the real deal here. And he could talk to Josh, who'd been his teammate in Las Vegas, saying, and they talked about all the dysfunctional things that happened in Vegas and all the resources you've got to win here. And these two guys, McKinney and Jacobs, were both so excited because the Packers clinched a spot in the playoffs. The other team, the other players, they went home to be with the family for Christmas. But these guys, like, we actually got it, man. We're going to get in the playoffs. They were smiling, and they've emerged as two leaders in that locker room, both on offense and defense. So that's worked out great for Green Bay.
Okay, so we got the game coming up, the Vikings, and they did change the time of it to 3:25.
That's right.
So, and we have a pregame here. It says 1 o'clock. We have our pregame at 1 o'clock. Real quickly, Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. I heard somebody screaming on the radio recently. Are they in the playoffs, the Jets?
No, the Jets are 4-10.
So what were they all screaming about? What a great season the Jets had. What was that all about?
No. They've had a horrible season.
All right, well, that's...
A horrible season. They fired their coach. They fired their general manager. They fired their offensive coordinator, which is a guy that, Rodgers had wanted to bring in. He was a former Packers offensive coordinator. No, they've had a horrible year, and as a matter of fact, it's gotten to the point where, Aaron was said, do you think you'll be back here next year? And he says, I don't know. Ask Woody, the owner. So he doesn't even know if he's coming back. They just hired a new general manager, a guy who had taken the Falcons to a Super Bowl a few years back. But no, it's a mess. And then at the same time, on Netflix is Enigma. It's a 3-part self-documentary of Aaron Rodgers and his whole story about leaving Green Bay and going to the Jets and suffering the Achilles, but also all of his exploration of life. And, he's in a jungle in Costa Rica with a bunch of folks and with war paint on, sitting in a puddle and chanting, trying to find, the meaning of life. I worry about him.
He did announce he has a new girlfriend. I don't know who it is.
I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
That. I saw that. Yeah, we'll see what her record's going to be.
Her record. Well, Mike, I want you to have a happy new year.
Yes, sir.
And I will talk to you in 2025 next week. And we'll see how the chips fall for the Packers when they take on the Vikings this Sunday here on WRJN.
You have a weekend, Don, and I'll talk to you next year.
Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again, bright and early, dark and early, 6 a.m. Dan Marcus, he's coming up next. It's 9 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Many holiday travelers are running into rough weather again today. Meteorologist Jim Cantore is with our CBS broadcast partner, the Weather Channel.
8 tornadoes yesterday in Texas and Louisiana. Tomorrow, we reload. The area is about 3 to 4 times as large, and we will have multiple lines of thunderstorms. All hazards in play. Big hail, damaging wind, and certainly tornadoes. Some of these could be very, very strong.
CBS's Chris Fox has more on the twisters in the Houston area yesterday.
So far, reports of damage but no injuries. Thunderstorms also dropping heavy rains, flooding, and hail in North Texas. Governor Greg Abbott activating the State Department of Emergency Management to respond.
FlightAware reports there are already more than 1,900 flight delays in the U.S. today and 64 cancellations. Here's CBS's Jim Blackburn.
Passengers at New York's LaGuardia Airport told us they're prepared for the holiday rush. Some are urging others to make the best out of any travel hiccups.
Delays make great adventures and you never know who you're going to meet.
AAA also advises travelers to know their rights.